And thank you very much for joining us for this wonderful Sockeye Classic that we have here at the High School of Bristol Bay. Some very fine basketball games have been played. No matter who you are rooting for, they are being played now. And just a fine basketball, no matter where you are at, where you are from, there's been some fine basketball. The sportsmanship has been wonderful in a lot of the ball games, and that always makes for fine basketball. I've got visiting with me is Mark McGee. He's from up around Port Aldwyn. How many years as they were just playing the girls, have they been playing basketball for our listeners?
Well, Wes, I think we're on year number 7 potentially. It's hard to remember now. They started with a young program. We had a small 3-man team for years. Started a 5-man program about 6 or 7 years ago, and they're just starting to come into their own. It's good to watch them maturing as ballplayers.
For our King Cove T-Jacks, we have Severin, Mac, Duarte, Gould, and Larson starting. And the tip goes to Sandpoint. Sandpoint is in white. The T-Jacks are in the black with some nice fancy stripes along the side. Ortega to the left side. For Gunderson, and did they give him 3 on that one? No, just a little bit on the line for Ryder Gunderson. It's 2-0, 7:34, and we've got King Cove, Severin out there, left side. These taller boys take up the whole court as we go into the lane by Gould. Not there. Out comes Starnes. Starnes had a little bit of an issue early on yesterday evening. He had 4 personal fouls halfway through the second quarter, so he really sat out a lot of the game. 3 personal fouls Starnes had in the first quarter alone, so he's going to have to watch out as Ortega went down the right side as he thread the needle on that one, but it did not want to go. Severin for King Cove out there, left wing, down into the corner to Duarte. Got a little bit of a bump, and we got a foul on 55, Larson. Sometimes the referees call up close, and sometimes they just let them play, and you just kind of wonder sometimes. You gotta know what the referees are going to do when you're out there playing. So,
yeah, earlier today they were just letting them play a little bit and not calling it real tight.
Smith couldn't get his shot to go, and it is answered by Mack, and he's got 2, and it's tied up at 2 at the 6-12 mark. Smith now cross court over to Webster with a 3-pointer. Webster hit 5-2, 6:03. Mack bringing the ball down slowly for the – well, that's not Mack, that's that Gould?
That Gould, number 30, yeah. These two teams play a lot, don't they?
Darn, into the corner. Back out to the left side to Smith with a nice long 3. Smith hits it. Carl Smith was playing a lot underneath, and we got a half timeout by Kiko. These two teams are probably going at each other for decades, like Bristol Bay and Dillon have been going at it for decades.
Yeah, I believe they've seen each other at least 4 times already down there in the end of the peninsula. I've watched them over the years just battling back and forth.
You know, this court that we're on is full size plus, you know, a little bit, and it even looks small for them. I think we could lengthen it maybe about 4 or 5 feet and put another 5 feet on each side, and it would still seem small for these boys. They're good height, both teams. Severin to Gould on the left side, looking down into the low post. Going to dribble it back out. Gould goes between the defense, up and just off. Ball is hauled in by Webster. Ortega coming down quickly down to the low post, and it's going to be fouled on the floor. That will be on Randall, number 40.
Randall reached in there, tried to stop him by grabbing his jersey, looked like a little bit. I don't think he did on purpose. Got an arm in there.
Ortega inbounding, looking way out toward the center circle to Smith. Over to Webster. Webster taking a long 18-footer. Not there. Rebound hauled in by Severin. Here comes the rook, T-Jack. Down the middle, out to Dwart. He's going to step on that. Nope, but the shot does not go. It was a little on the short side for that three. 8-2 in favor of Sand Point. Webster down the right side against Gould, puts up a shot, rebound easily by Edmund Gumperlich. No, I'm sorry, that was Larson. Looking at the wrong half of the score sheet here. Gould, Larson up at the top of the key, going to dribble around and out. Man-to-man defense being played by the Eagles as well as the Sand Point. Max puts up a three. They got Gould. And it's 5-8 in favor of Sand Point. Ortega, left side to Gunderson. He shots off the mark. A lot of perimeter play thus far. Not a lot of high post or low post play for both teams. Widening out the defense is King Cove, and Gould goes down the middle. He's got five. Ryder down the baseline. High shot for Ryder. Falls in.
Watch these teams play several times, and a lot of times it's point for point. It's who can make the most threes, so we'll see.
Gould has it high for King Cove. Duarte comes out, matches him. Severin, right side. Bounce pass to Dwart, and saved by Larson. Way out to Gould. Larson doing a nice job, and Gould goes down to the side of the rim. Off, out to Larson for three. His shot is short. Severin is there. That's blocked by Smith. Larson had the ball. Maybe that's why they don't put a lot of inbound, low post shots, because Smith is there. He had to reject some of those shots.
That's right, yeah. Carl's just a great post player. He's a great jumper, able to get his hand on a lot of balls.
Gould has it out between the circles. As Dwart, going to follow him. Left side to Severin. Shots off Duarte for the putback. Duarte's first 2 points. It's 9-10. Nicole clawing back. Ortega down the middle. Puts up a nice spinning underhand layup. Ortega's first 2 points of the game. It's 9-12 at the 2:10 mark.
It was a nice move by Ortega getting a split the defense and being able to work his way in close.
Randall going against Ortega. Larson comes out to get a little bit of help. Larson trying to get into Duarte. Not the best place to go. Severin picks up a loose one, and Severin puts in a hard 2 points right in the middle of the lane.
Smith was able to bat that away, but just not enough on it.
Ortega down the middle again by Brandel. Duarte with a rebound. King make that Sand Point running down on defense. Doesn't give Smith and the other offense members a lot of opportunities for offensive rebound. Brandel has it right into the hands. Ball is running down the court. And it is controlled by King Cove. They're down by one, 11-12 with 1:10 on the clock. Severin stops and travels with the ball, but it was just another half second, and it could have been a turnover as King Cove had their hands squarely on the ball.
Matt Gunderson had great defense there, being able to stay in front without fouling.
Webster gets a pick with a long two, not there. Severin with the rebound, no outlet, but Gould is there as Sand Point gets down on defense. Hard to the basket is Gould, and Gould gives King Cove the first lead of the game for that squad. It's 13-12 at the 45-second mark. Ortega looking down, looking high. Darn just comes out to give a pick, but nothing there. As Ortega gives it to Starnes, looping around. The ball is on the floor, and Severin will be called for the foul. At the 32-second mark, it is 13 for King Cove, 12 for Vanta Point. Want to make these names as clear as possible. And Ortega travels with the ball as he saw an open lane, only if you're a fullback. You got to dribble the ball in basketball. He was off and running. Had that lane. He wanted to get into that center post, but traveled with the ball. Gould spread the thread as well, and Starnes picked up his first personal foul.
And I think Starnes wants to play a little careful today, doesn't he?
You know, if I was Starnes, I'd be thinking about playing careful. But, you know, no one on this court right now is thinking about playing careful.
Yeah, I think this is a great rivalry, and awesome to see these two teams again playing hard.
9 points. Make that 8 points for Gould as he puts the first one of a one-and-one in. We've got Larson coming in for Ortega. Larson sparked that point last night. He did some fabulous playing for that squad against Bristol Bay. Second shot is off the mark. Gould gets his rebound out to Severin as they control it. They've got 12 on the clock. Severin's got 10. He's going up against Webster. Gould has it. Larson now going into the lane with 4. Not going to go. Larson with a putback. No foul yet. End of the first quarter. We've got to put Fan Point home on the bottom. They have 12 and 14 for King Cove right there.
It was really nice, clean defense right there at the end. Fan Point defenders able to block those shots cleanly. No fouls. Getting ready for the second quarter here.
Webster has a 3. Ortega with 2. Ryder Gunderson with 4. Smith with 2. Gould is carrying the King Cove T-Jacks with 8. Duarte with 2. Mack with 2. Severin with 2 points. And Larson is out there, but yet the score for King Cole. Starnes has got the hot hand, hot feet, but no points. And he was on the bench quick into the second quarter last night against the Angels. And so one really has to wonder. Gould over to Larson in the right corner for 3, short off the rim. Rebound by Webster. Quickly down the court to Gunderson. Gould with the rebound. Gould coming the opposite way. Crosses the court to the right side. Has a wide open 3. Hits it. Gould.
Great
with
three.
11.
A couple feet beyond the arc. Nice arc. And then through the rim with nothing but that.
Ryder to Ortega for a 3. Not there. Severin with a bring down, and he's going to the other end of the court. Duarte can't pick up the loose one, but Starnes is there to try to haul it in, and he's on the end line. So Kiko Fall, Gould, looking around. Larson has the inbound. Larson gives it back to Gould. Bounce up to Brandle. Over to Severin with a 3. Off the front, Larson with the rebound. Larson out to Brandle. Brandle looking for some help. Larson, that was a hold if you've ever seen one right there.
And I saw the jersey come away from his body even with the fingers on that.
Gould picks up the loose one now for King Cove. Tight man-to-man defense. Gould has the defense off. Brandle back to Gould. Gould has Starnes on him. Starnes hesitating a little bit. Severin has it. Severin backing in. Looks to go across the court, but no. Gould picks up his dribble. Severin gets a little bit free into the center. And a nice hesitate on that shot, but Severin has 4 points and a 5-point lead by King Cove. 19-12 here in the second. Ortega at the 6-minute mark gives it over to Webster for a shot. Webster's shot not there. So King Cove taking off time on the clock as well as keeping possession and putting a few points on the board. Sandpoint comes down, attempts a shot quick. Severin with a shot off the Larson there for a return. Make that a reverse layup. Nice putback by Dylan Larson with 2 points, and it's 21-12. Timeout by the coach. Full timeout.
Well, yeah, Wes Larson underneath the basket's a force to be reckoned with. He's just there all the time grabbing those boards, getting that put back.
Larson, a stout young man. He is. He's got some presence underneath there. The rest of the squad has one size smaller, I think, in jersey-wise. But Larson has some presence to him. To ask the coach from Tap Point if he was the dad or the brother. He said brother, you know, so I don't think he's been out of high school for very long before taking over the coaching duties for Tap Point.
Now, I've actually, since our program started, I believe he was playing when our guys were starting our five-man team. So he has not been out of school a whole long time.
So he takes care of the coaching duties and tells his boys to be a little bit more patient. Ryder Gunderson will inbound. We have Starnes out there as well as Smith, Webster, and Ortega. Man-to-man defense by King Cove. Double pick there on both sides. Ryder Gunderson going down the right side. Try to get a pass off. It tips Starnes with the putback, though. Starnes. Out of the last two games, I think he's had less than 10. So he's on the board now. Larson in the corner to the baseline. Gould comes up with the ball. I think it was actually meant for someone else.
Got kind of a little collision there in the middle, but he jacks hang on to the ball.
Severin with an easy 10-foot chip shot from the left side. He's got six, and it's 23-14. Into the game, we have a substitution. I think that is J.C. Mack. Yes, it is. King Cove comes the other way, though, with a takeaway. Severin right into the middle. Duarte with an attempt. Ryder Gunderson is tied up. Nope. Got a hold.
I think he actually got away with a little bit of a walk when he came in there.
King Cove walking down the other direction. They have time and space to spare as they have a 9-point lead on 10 points at this time. Webster, left side, going in, out to Starnes. Starnes going in around a lot of trees. And tripped up, he'll be going to the free throw line.
Yeah, somehow he got through there. Maybe he had a GPS navigator to find his way through the woods.
There was a lot of darkness in those woods as he went through. All five of those guys were practically right down there, and he just went right through a couple of them. Starnes at the free throw line. Need to put a little bit more arch on that one. It's got a nice rotation. But it was kind of a little on the flat side. 14-23, they need all the points they can get. But the free throw line, a little bit more arch on this one for Starnes. He's got three. 15-23. Gould barking out the orders for King Cove. He's got Starnes on him. Picks up the dribble. Severin. Severin looking back to Gould. Larson's way over on the left corner. I'm trying to think of what Larson with a three in and out. Larson going to save it, but gives it right into the hand of Smith. Sandpoint, Ortega up to Webster, down the left side, high arching shot, not there. Ball trying to get knocked off by Gunderson, but Severin controls it. Gould has it now for the T-Jacks. Into Severin, right over the hands of Webster. Severin with 8 points now. Ryder Gunderson, left-handed shot. Ball is on the floor. No one wants to pick it up, but Duarte left it out.
It's probably a play Ryder there, following a shot in.
That's fundamental basketball. A lot of people just kind of like head toward the other side. A shot by Webster was blocked by Gould. Second attempt is not there. Duarte with the rebound. With Starnes underneath there for Sam Point, you don't have a lot of opportunity, one against three, to get that offensive rebound. So he's really trying hard. Devrin with a three from the right side over the top of the backboard. A 10-point lead by the King Cove T-Jack, 25-15 as we go to the 2:30 mark in the second. Webster into Starnes. Shot on the floor. Webster make that. Starnes follows his shot up. That's fundamental basketball right there. Follow the shot. Watch where it goes. Look for where it's going to come off, and that's exactly what Starnes did. Gould picks up the dribble. Severin comes way out. Gould, referee's not going to let that bump go by. As Ortega put a chest up against Gould, kind of a sloppy foul, but those are the breaks.
A little bit of a forearm there, too, as he pushed off.
Still not a lot of fouls by Sam Point. That's only the second team foul. So they're playing a clean game. Five for the T-Jack. Severus fades to the right side. Looks down into Dwart. Back out to Gould for three. Off the heel of the rim. Ball is batted around. Starnes with the rebound. Starnes is fast. He's a hustler underneath those boards. Starnes out between the circles. Fades to the right. Gets a little bit of a pick. Back over to Ortega. Wasn't meant for Ortega, but he picked it up. Webster with a long three.
Nice clean three.
Webster, I think, put a little bit more English on it than he wanted to. After the shot, he was kind of arching it in the process of moving. 25-20, that 9-point lead evaporating here a little bit for the T-Decks at the 110 mark. Duarte up against Smith. Duarte gets the second attempt, third attempt, not going to go. Larson with the rebound. Larson out to Severin on the three, hits it from the right side of the top of the circle. It's Severin with 11.
You cannot leave Severin open at that three. He's got a sweet spot, and he hits those threes.
28-20 at the 45-second mark. Ryder getting a little bit. Ooh, that was about the hard pass that Webster could not handle that one. Was it very thinking he might have tried a back door, but Webster didn't anticipate that pass. Gould, right side, high post. Are you going to get that one to Sam Point? Webster almost looked like he was over the back of Mack, but Ortega quickly down, rebound by Severin. Severin going through a lot of Sam Point. Severin's got 20 seconds. Gould with the ball. He has got Ortega up there. Larson has Webster on him and pushing, make that Ryder. Webster's on the left. Smith is in the middle. Larson. Gould with a three plus 5 feet. Hits
it.
Oh, and there's the buzzer, too, no less. And insult to injury, the end of the first half.
Yeah, that makes that an 11-point lead at the half now with a great deep three.
King Cove with 31, Sand Point with 20. We are at halftime. Just kind of add 8 points for Sand Point in that second quarter, and we have 17 points for King Cove, really handling Sandpoint's fast break surprised me that some of those shots by Sandpoint weren't falling, but King Cove doing an excellent job working both the in and the out. Larson getting a lot of second attempts. Larson hitting from the corners, or at least trying. We will see what Sandpoint needs to do is get a hold of Gould's jersey a few more times. He's got 14 points the last six were three-pointers. That's all he had in that second quarter, 14 points for Gould, 11 by Severin, Mack with 2, Duarte with 2, and Larson with 2. So some offensive boards always helped for King Cove. Webster with 6 points, 2 by Ortega, 4 by Gunderson, Smith with 2, and Starnes with 5. Halftime score, we've got 8.5 minutes on the clock for halftime. The score is 31-20. We will be back in 6 minutes with second half action. A 6 minute break to the studios.
Mark me. All right, we're going to go back to second half basketball here in just a second. We've got Mark McGee and Wesley Foster on the line.
We begin the second half. Sam Point has leadership. A rebound by Sam Point, put back up and in by Jesse Starnes. He's got 7, and it's 22-31 as we begin the third quarter of play. Severin to Gould. Down at the corner, Larson, Duarte. Back out to Gould, Larson, Duarte. Duarte does make that move. Smith with the rebound. Duarte comes down limping a little bit. He's going to see if he can shake it off. Ryder with a long three.
Yeah, I think number
Webster.
5. That was Anthony Webster with a nice three.
9 points by Webster now. And Gould coming down, thinking about taking a little bit of time off the clock. Larson is in there for Sam Point. And as Larson of King Cove drives the baseline, Parker Larson is assessed the foul. 31-25 at the 7 minute mark. A 6 point lead by the T-Jacks. Larson's shot is off the mark. For the T-Jacks, we have Severin, Duarte, Larson there, along with Mack and Gould. Second shot, tipped around, controlled by Ortega of Sam Point, and we're coming the other way fast. Webster with a long three off the front, and Starnes with the rebound. Smith down to the high post, into the hands of Duarte. Larson with a 15-foot jumper. Starnes there to put it back up and in. Good presence on the court by Starnes, and he sparks the T-Jacks with a quick 4 points, 31-27.
A little confusion on the standpoint defense, but they got to straighten up for Logan, sir.
And it was Duarte, Severin. I tell you, when you slow down your offense, if you're a good team, you can do that. But these boys wanted to play some fast ball. Gould with a shot. Duarte with a tip, not there. Rebound by Starnes. He's coming to pass the other way. Larson with an off-the-glass shot. And we want a quick timeout.
Excellent pass from Starnes, kind of a behind-the-head, over the back. The number 3, Larson, who was able to convert that to that layup.
A 9-0 run brings that lead to 2. And as the announcer said, Sandpoint has seen these kind of deficits before, and they have come back. Last night they were sparked in the third quarter by Larson as he come off the bench to play some really good ball for the Eagles. And Bristol Bay was not able to capitalize on that fabulous bench play by Larson. So we'll see if King Cove will turn the coin around, as they were taking it down real slowly, and that momentum has to stay there because that's King Cove's ball. That's their ball game. And when they come down slowly like this, taking time off the clock, but no point, that's not their kind of ball game.
And they sure like it fast.
Out to Severin for a 3, hits it. Severin has 14 points on the board. Quick up to Smith, left wing, down to Starnes against Duarte. Ball is not there. Severin with a rebound. Defensive rebound by Severin brings it all the way down. Ortega is up there. Gould, right side, three, yes, answers those fast points, and Gould has 17, and it's back to 8, 29 to 37.
And sometimes you think that maybe King Cove just wants you to think you're getting close.
Yeah. Darnes with a dribble through the lane. He's got 11 now. Nice high arching jump, kind of running jump shot there. Severin down the middle, trying to get it to Duarte. And Mack is there to save it, but right into the hands of Darnes. Darnes up court to Ortega. Webster with a long three off the mark. Duarte with a high defensive rebound. Duarte takes a deep breath. Severin brings it down. Into the corner is Larson for three. That's a little bit tough. Darnes with a rebound. Darnes comes down looking for that needle pass, but the ball was tipped in that pass, and Severin comes up with it for King Cove. Severin has the ball knocked out of his hand from behind, but it looks like Ortega. Ortega over there to give him a little five on the hand, 37 to 31 at the 4:12 mark. Mack has a quick three from the left side, not there. Larson could have been assist the foul, but not there. Larson did knock it out of bounds for the T-Jacks. 37-31.
Oh, yeah, I think it was actually Brandon Brando with that three-point assist. Number 40.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's got, he's maybe the smallest guy on the team, but, man, he's got some range on him.
Brando's on Ortega. That's a job and a half right there. Gould comes down with a tip. Defensive rebound. Gould down the left side. Up between. Ooh, Larson had it right between his hands. As it hit his hip and out it goes, Gould was just kind of slow motion down that left side, but it didn't want to fall for Gould either.
Yeah, Smith was able to get a hand in there and create some disturbance. That set up the turnover.
Ortega to Larson. There's an air ball. Larson make that. Starnes is right there. But Gould takes it right into the hands of Starnes. It would almost have been better to let it go out and have him work for it, but it's a four-point lead now by the T-Jacks. Severin, Gould has it. Gould coming to the right, into the lane. Larson, 15-footer, not there. Starnes with the rebound. Starnes coming down quick on that right side, far side. Keeps the dribble going. Keeps the dribble going. He's got Duarte on him as King Cove is playing man-to-man. Gets a little bit of a pick. He's got a little bit of space. Right into the hands of Duarte. There wasn't a foul. The ball was loose, and Duarte goes up for the lay-in. On the right side, Duarte's got four, and it's a 33-39 ball game. Webster coming down with a long three off the back. Smith with the rebound. Ortega trying to give it back to Larson around the King Cove player, but it was off the hands of Severin.
Smart play by Larson there, recognizing the King Cove guy touched it and let it roll out.
Larson's going to sit down into the ball game. We've got Ryder Gunderson. He puts up a short one. Larson with the, I make that Starnes with the put back. Severin with the rebound. Ryder Gunderson was right there to slow Severin down. Gould has it between the circle. Severin over to the right side. An easy 8-foot jumper is off the mark. Starnes with the rebound, bringing it down quick. From behind comes Duarte. Gould gets the turnover. Gould going against Ortega. Bad point, taking away a little bit of sloppy play by King Cove. Ball is finally hauled in by Smith with a long three off the mark. Rebound by Ortega. He's going to put it, nope, gives it to Gunderson. Smith puts it up from the left side.
Excellent passing teamwork there.
That pass by Ryder Gunderson was right on the mark, and it was about a Mach 2 shot. It was such a snappy, sharp pass. Looks like Tam Point putting into a man-to-man defense. Gould goes up, and we've got a foul on Smith in the act of shooting. Gould goes to the line. It's 39-35 at the 113 mark. Second half action so far has seen very few fouls and very few trips to the free throw line. Shot by Gould is in. Gould has 18 points for the T-Jack. Into the ball game, we have number 3, J.C. Mack. Randall is out there as well. Second shot by Gould is good. We've got Larson and Severin on the floor for the T-Jack. Starnes, Ryder, Gunderson is out there. Webster's out there. Starnes gets the ball. Can't make the reverse layup go. Severin is out and running. Stops. Gives it out to Gould for a three-pointer right side. Nothing but net on that one for Gould. He's got 22 points. 22 of 44 points. It's a 44-35 ball game with 40 seconds left.
Some of those three-pointers are even hard to see if they go through the net. They're so smooth.
Yeah. Webster with a running jumper. Not there. Starnes with a rebound. Gunderson out to Smith, over to Ortega on the right side. Ortega makes the move, puts up a shot, not there. Vandal can't haul it in. Starnes with a shot off the glass. Starnes was following the shot with it high off the glass. King Cove got one shot, 44-38. It's down to 5. Severin's going to take that shot, leans into Ortega. Smith with a long bomb. Oh, man. I think if it was just a little bit more to the right, it would have been a netter there.
Yeah, that was a surprise three-quarter of the length shot there. Severin, as he stepped in, got a little off balance, only got a little bit on that shot at the end of the quarter.
We have 18 points made by the Sandpoint Eagles in that quarter. And 13 to really cut that lead by the King Cove T-Jacks, 44-38 in favor of the T-Jacks. That 9-point or 11-point lead has shrunk to 6.
Yeah, the Sandpoint Eagles came out and did what they needed to do and are closing that gap like just a little bit at a time.
And, you know, it was interesting that King Cove has started to play a different kind of a game. They slowed it much low-key, slowed it down to a really low-key. And I don't know. It takes a really special team to be able to slow it down and then speed it up, slow it down. Whereas these T-Jacks, they just like to go out full blast.
Feel the approach this quarter.
Gould has it over to Bandle for a long two. No, they give him 3. Vandal, where is he at? Vandal, I should say, has 3 on the game, and it's 47-38. Into the corner, we have Webster with a long one. Duarte hauls down the rebound over Starnes. Gould will bring it down. Gould sucking in some oxygen. Little bit fancy. Ball handling over to Brandle. Brandle lets Starnes go by, puts one up. We had a pushing on one of the 5-5. That is Larson pushing off on the, trying to get the offensive rebound. 7-10, 47-38. Ortega with a 3 off the back, over the top. And hit the end line. You know, the game can be halved really fast with some threes, but if you don't hit them. Now, here T-Dex trying to take some time off, but they're letting the ball hit the floor, you know. If you want time off the clock, you got to pick up that ball, get it moving right away.
Yeah,
clock, that is.
10 points are missing some of those threes, and that's the difference in the game right now.
Larson moves in against Smith. Duarte pulls the ball out of Smith's hand, and Gould comes up with it. Gould working against Ortega. Gould has the ball slapped away by Smith into the hands of Ortega. Ortega going to take it. Not going to fall for Ortega, but boy, it rolled around. Gould coming out with it with Gunderson on his tail.
Ryder got his hand in there and got the foul there. Ortega tried to double team up with him and it didn't work out.
Into the ball game, we've got Wolf Jackson coming in. Smith will sit down. Yeah, we got Smith going up against Larson most of the time. Randall with a three. He pushed on it really good. Duarte with a pull down, and Duarte puts it back up, and he's got six down, and it's 49-38. That 11-point lead has returned for the King Cove T-Jacks. Shot there by Webster. Webster's kind of like fading away half the time he shoots, and like something comes off that shot when he does that. So he's got to learn to just kind of straightaway jumpers.
Yeah, he's a kind of an interesting shot with his hand there a little lower than most other guys.
Randall has the ball back up to Gould. Larson is on Gould. Gould down the center. Shot by Severin is off. Larson puts it back up for a third attempt, and coach from Sam Point just yelling at his ball players for some odd reason. I mean, they did let that 6-point deficit build up to 11, but
he called a quick 30-second. I think he wants to cool his guys down a little bit and get them back in the game. They're getting a little wild down there.
Smith will come back in. Jesse Starnes leading the Sandpoint Eagles with 15. I think he may have had six last night against the Angels. And he's held his own this evening when it comes to personal fouls. So, 5:21 on the clock. I thought it was moving. They stopped it. Ortega going up against Larson out to Webster. Ryder Gunderson, Ortega in the corner, gets the baseline, gets a free one on the baseline. Actually, Ortega gets two free ones. 49-40 in favor of the T-Jacks. Gould going right up into the middle, and I believe it will be on Starnes.
Well, they called the travel right before the foul, so it looks to me like they're going to put the travel on the T-Jack. Sandpoint gets the ball.
49-40 at the five-minute mark. Ortega bringing it down systematically. Gets the pick. Takes the three. Off the glass. Joseph Ortega with 7 points now. 49-43. That's one thing that Sandpoint hasn't applied this evening is full-court pressure. Severin trying to dribble between the members. Ball is still on the floor. Randall picks it up. Severin. Duarte, half timeout by the coach. You know, that's something that I will say and say again, that there's six people out on the court when it comes to offense, and the coach is one of them. And you, the referee, standing over there by the coach, and when things get a little dicey, you know, underneath, the coach is there to call timeout because they still got possession, but the ball may have been rolling around on the floor, and bam, they still got control of it.
Yeah, it's a good quick call on the stopper. I think the coach there for King Coach, heads up play. Ball is getting kind of crazily out of control, and TJ keep possession.
And it calmed down. And a little bit of time taken off the clock, 4:27, 49-43. King Cove got the ball. Clock is running. Severin wants to play the right side. Gould has it in the corner. Duarte out over to Larson. Larson, six-foot shot, not there. Rebound by Smith. Randall to Duarte, not going to fall. And the ball comes in, and Gunderson has it. We've got Ortega with a three from the right wing off the back. Rebounds on the floor. Duarte going to slow it down.
Good quick action by Sam Point. Starnes saved it from going out. Was able to get right back into Ryder to bring it down the court.
The King Cove T-Jacks are going to slow it down. Gould says, advance it, keep it moving, goes to the baseline, travels with the ball.
Yeah, he was getting away with that a little bit last night when they were playing. I don't remember who they were playing, but they're not letting him get away with that walk today.
The ball, clock has yet to start. Ortega bringing it across the line. Gunderson, top of the circle, goes to the left. Smith back out to Starnes. Starnes got Duarte on him. Smith is out, taking a three from the right left side wing, and nothing's going to happen there except T-Jack ball. 3:20 in the fourth, 49-43. Classic Southwest Alaska basketball. The Eagles taking on the T-Jack right here. Good basketball. Again, what you haven't seen a lot, Duarte stuffed by Smith. Ball is handled by Larson. Randall will come up with it. Randall over to Gould. Severin takes a three. Not very wise there. And Sam Point comes up with the rebound. 49-43. I think T-Jack could have taken a few more seconds off the clock there. Starnes with a long three into the hands of Larson. Larson will scoop it to Severin. Severin coming down the right side. It's 2-on-5. They'll bring it back. Gould will keep the ball for a few moments. Gould has Starnes on him. Gould advancing it to the left. Duarte with a shot. In and out. Ball tipped out to Gould. That was fortunate for King Cole there. Gould has it from Larson. He's got Starnes on him. Into Severin. And is that going to be on Gunderson? Severin has maybe inch to two, three maybe on Gunderson. Gould inbounding the ball. Larson is open. Larson gets a smack from Ortega, but he scoops it up and in. Is Dylan Larson. He's got 4 points, but a ton of rebounds. And it's 51-43 at the 2-minute mark. Webster on the right side backs up for a high arching three. That was about maybe a foot and a half shy of even the rim, let alone going through the net.
Yeah, he had Gould right in his face. He had to throw it high, and it came up really short.
Severin, Gould has it toward fading to the left. Duarte into Severin, back out to Gould for a three. Short. Ball is on the floor. Ball is being tapped around, still tapped around. Gunderson comes down with it, and a timeout by Sandpoint. You know, and again, there's that sixth man on the court called the coach. When he knew his boys had possession of it, even though they were up near the center line, he calls timeout real fast.
Right, Sandpoint's got a really good chance here. They're only down 7.5 left. A couple threes are right in it. They get a couple of those to fall. I think that we're going to see a really close end to this game. Webster's been off a little bit in this quarter, and
you know, I was just thinking of looking at his point totals. He's got 9 right now, and you had Starnes over there giving him some encouragement. He has a kind of a, when he shoots, wanting to put a little bit of English on it. Not really necessary if he's got the range, which he does, and he's got the style to put those threes in. He's just, he might be an emotional thing going on in the head, you know, not hitting them like he has in the past. So he's trying to make adjustments.
Yeah, this is going to be right in their minds now. They play strong ball. If they get those shots to fall, break that T-Jack defense up, definitely has a chance.
Ortega to Ryder Gunderson with three. It's short. Ball is on the floor. Ortega picks it up. Smith has it way out high. Goes into the high post. Ball is on the floor. Gunderson picks it up for Sam Point with a left-handed shot. Not there. Duarte goes high. And Gunderson may have the hugging is the foul.
Apparently that's not a good thing here tonight, Wes.
No.
Again on basketball.
And the referee kind of smiles as he gives the call to the officials on the bench. Gould comes around Starnes doing some very nice ball handling. And it's taken away by Ryder and Starnes. And Ortega has it. 50 seconds on the clock. Smith with a long three, not there, but it's going to be into the hands of the referee off of Severin. 51-43. We've got an 8-point lead by King Cove over the T-Jacks. That was an unusual style shot right into the hands of Gould as Webster was shooting that one. We've got 38 seconds on the clock. Larson has it. Larson's going to take it off the glass. It won't fall, but it is off of, is it off of, nope, they're going to say white ball at the 31-second mark. Larson's shaking his head toward the coach. He had someone in the corner wide open. Grandel going to come up, make Ortega pick the ball up. Ortega's got 25 seconds. Starnes goes down the right side trying for a three, but and Starnes knocks it out real quickly. Gives Starnes his 2 points. He's got 17 right now and got 17 seconds on the clock. 6-point advantage, so still by King Cove. Larson will be fouled by Webster.
Neither team in the bonus.
No.
End of the game. They played clean ball tonight.
51-45 with 15 ticks. They can take 10 of them off on just one half of the court. Duarte giving it. Timeout is called. Full timeout by King Cove.
Yeah, Sandpoint's going to need to force them to pass the ball and get it in and not be able to get rid of that time. Probably try to foul somebody. They've got fouls to spare. One anyway.
Yeah, that would keep it on this end of the court if they fouled on the inbound play, but they just take it out. Not a lot of time goes off the clock. I mean, they got, they only got one before you get into the bonus situation. That may be what they're looking for.
Yeah, then they can hope their foul shooting for T-Jacks is off a little bit and they get that ball back quick.
And long three, but the T-Jacks got to come up and make Ortega pick that ball up, or they're going. Ortega's just going to let it roll on the floor.
Yeah, Brandel getting a little encouragement from one of the other T-Jacks.
And I think the last person you really want to send it off to, Starnes is right there to knock it out as the inbound pass is attempted to Gould.
They're definitely going to try to get a steal here.
Or Dwart is going to be to the other end for a one-and-one situation. 13 ticks on the clock. Ortega was coming up, going to not let it get past half court, whereas Brandel was wide open underneath, but that shows you how much confidence they have in Brandel when they don't hit that young man wide open. Duarte's shot goes in. He's got seven. And it's 52-45. Second shot goes in as well.
That's going to make it hard for the Eagles to recover from now an 8-point difference with 13 left.
Randall makes Ortega pick it up quick. Shot by Webster. It's off over the top. Ortega is there to try to keep it in. But four clicks on the clock now, 45-53. And Sandpoint, I think, has just given up right there. Yeah, they have. And the end of the game has the T-Jacks over the Sandpoint Eagles by a score of 53-45. Is that correct? 45? They made 1 point in that fourth quarter?
Yeah, they were kind of shut out there for the most part. Nice to see at the end of the game here, some hugs between the players, between King Cove and Sandpoint. This is a great game of basketball, but into the game and seeing those great relationships build and
a long time rivalry. And speaking of rivalries, when I was playing basketball, like I told my counterpart here night before last, it was four decades ago, and the gentleman who is the speaker of the house now was playing basketball at that time too. And people will come up and always talk about these people that I played basketball with. And I said, you know, that's history. You know, let's move on forward.
Long time ago.
45-55 is the final score. Let's run down the scoring for the Sandpoint Eagles. They were led by Jesse Starnes with 17, 4 by Carl Smith, 4 by Ryder Gunderson, 7 by Joseph Ortega, 9 by Anthony Webster, and 2 points by Parker Larson. Leading the King Cove T-Jacks, Gary Gould with 22 points. 4 by Dylan Larson, 3 by Brandon Brandle, 8 by Duarte, 2 by Mack, 14 points by Severin. Some good ball handling down in that third and fourth quarter just kept Sandpoint out of it, Mark.
Yeah, boy, it's still a great game, fun to watch. I'm hoping next week I might even get down to Sandpoint with our team and be able to watch some more great Sandpoint King Cove basketball with us. I think Canalian Lynx and the New Halen Mail meets are going to be down there, and have a great weekend.
45-55, final score unofficially, of course, as I just don't think there was a 10-point advantage there. But nonetheless, King Cove T-Jacks over the Sandpoint Eagles. Thanks for listening to the Sockeye Classic here on KSDP Sandpoint. We'll return it to the studios.
Thank you, gentlemen.